International film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
And there he is.
We didn't make you fall down, go boom.
No.
I was getting nervous though.
Why?
Because he wasn't there.
Who, me?
No, him. I could see you were turned back on, but he wasn't. So I thought maybe he fell down.
Ricky. And
boom. Yeah.
No. I was just checking because of my Facebook restrictions, the show won't go out on my page. Oh. So I went to the Off the Hook Radio page on Facebook and shared that. And Facebook can't stop it.
Hopefully.
Yeah. Got 34 weeks. Somebody put a picture of the Facebook prison honor badge or something like that up there and said, "You've earned the zip."
Yeah, you have.
I said, as many times as bastards come after me, I deserve the Facebook jail medal of honor. You know, don't be giving me no bronze star, bitch. I deserve the MOH. Anyway. Hello and welcome to Off Hook Radio 2.0 for June 6th.
2023.
There you go.
And I don't know. Somebody just mentioned that Rumble is not working. I've tested it from three different things and it's working just fine. So I don't know. It is working.
Refresh.
Yeah, it's working just fine. I've checked it from numerous devices.
Today's the 79th anniversary of D-Day, which is the Allied invasion of Normandy. For those of you who are educated these days and don't know just nothing about nothing.
It is working. Sorry, that was me checking it on another thing. It is working though. There's your D-Day.
Yeah. There's some guys looking out there going into that gunfire. Look at it, just walking, you know, they hit sandbars or little things on the water and they had to walk in through gunfire.
Oh.
It's the greatest generation. You know, we did homage to them last week at the end of the show with that British soldier. But just to let you know, 4,405, I believe, is the correct number of killed on D-Day. And of that number, a little over 2,500 were Americans. Hmm. These folks are all in their upper 90s, the ones that are still around. There aren't many left. They'll all be gone soon. And that's a pity because back then the patriotism number was about 98%. And like I said last week, now it's at 38%, which is freaking sad. So, I do have breaking news, though.
Sort of.
It's not really news, but Chris Christie.
Yeah.
The little blimptoid that used to be the governor of New Jersey.
Yeah.
He is now running for president of the United States of America.
In his beach chair.
Yeah. Well, and in equally important news to Chris Christie running for president, I want everybody to know that I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich this afternoon. They're, you know, pretty even.
Almost the same.
On the big, on the really it matters scale.
He's got no shot.
No.
Nah, not at all. Especially if he brings his beach chair.
Yeah, my peanut butter and jelly had a better shot.
Remember his beach chair scandal where he closed all the beaches during COVID and then his spat ass sat on the beach in the beach chair?
Yeah.
Oh, you remember him hugging Obama in the middle of a presidential race?
Oh, Lord.
Slim, you got news.
I got news. Guess what? With the release of the new iOS 17 that came out yesterday for developers, the public's got to wait, you know, for a while. But with the new release, I don't know how long it'll be. Probably September.
Mr. But, Fancy.
Well, you can be a developer. You just got to chart, pay $99 a year to be.
I barely understand what I'm doing now. I call you about everything I screw
this
up.
This is true. But here's the cool thing about iOS 17: the most important update, most important feature, autocorrect will no longer correct fuck to duck, so it will stay as fuck. So you
won't be a mother ducker.
You will not be a mother ducker. iOS 17 will learn your predictive. However you want to say it. And when you mean fuck, it will let you stay as fuck. So, that's pretty neat.
When are they going to take the apostrophe out of the suggestive days of the week? You know, like you start writing in Wednesday and the first one that comes up is Wednesday apostrophe S. Like Wednesday ever owns anything. I mean, You use it that way like one out of 50 times. I saw Dana Perino bitch about that this afternoon. I went, she's right. That's the thing.
I'm going to go check right now.
Well, what about like with its and stuff with the word its, I-T apostrophe S? Do you ever put the apostrophe in the S when you type out its in a text message? Hell no, I don't. Do you?
Wednesday didn't give me no apostrophe.
Well, mine does.
Yeah, well, maybe everyone knows Uncle Tony and it's scared.
That could be.
It is. They're talking about you again, Uncle Tony.
These guys.
Over here.
I had Uncle Tony's shirt on today.
Did you?
Yeah. But for the show, I'm wearing Abe. And since I hate the ones where printing is at the bottom for the show, but there you go. Freedom.
There it is.
Second favorite F word. Can you guess my first favorite F word?
Favorite.
No. Okay. I'll give you a hint. Apple just fixed it. It was a slow news week, but it's mainly a slow news week because the media won't report on anything that affects their narrative. You know, like the FBI document Congress wants that details $5 million of foreign money that went to the Biden family. There was absolutely zero coverage, zero, on ABC, NBC, and CBS Nightly News. Nothing. Didn't even mention it. And since Fox News has covered it, it's even less likely they're going to come around because, oh my God, if Fox said it and we say something that Fox said, then our viewers will think, oh, we're conservative. Oh, God.
They don't realize they may actually have some accuracy to their news reporting if Fox reported it and they reported too.
Stop making sense. They aren't going to understand it, Slim. Jesus, God. I mean, it was a good try, but.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, you can't make sense of these.
You're right.
So. I think what's happened is shameful. It's anti-democratic. It helps China. And I was going to write a summary to this, but an intellectual white supremacist did it for me. I'm like, this is my quote of the week.
You got a quote, a tweet, a meme. You got everything this week.
Right, this is Thomas quote. Sowell. You know, you can obviously see he's definitely a white supremacist. Historians in the future will have a hard time figuring out how organized groups of strident jackasses succeeded in leading us around by the nose and morally intimidating the majority into silence. You can take that right back to COVID and roll it right through now because it ain't changed. Thank you, Thomas Sowell. He's, you know, what can I say? He's smarter than I am.
Somebody likes your shirt.
I'll use them. Who likes my shirt? I can't see.
Oh, you're not.
I've got my show now. Oh, that's Hinky.
He likes your shirt.
Yeah, it's a Lloyd. It's not a Lloyd shirt. So anyway, the media showed, and then quickly ignored, of course, China Joe's face plan at the U.S. Air Force Academy the other day. But here at Off-Hook Radio 2.0, we, of course, have extensive coverage. Expect no less.
Well, we could do this. We could do this the whole show. But yeah, here we go. We'll do the first one.
Here's the original.
Crash.
What kills me is he's such a feeb. He didn't even look that embarrassed.
No, because it's just normal. He probably falls all the time at home and people have to pick him up. And I'm sure we just don't see 99% of his falls. That's probably something normal for him. What you got?
No, I did a post. I did a post the other day. I just wanted to look it up because it kind of applies. Just scrolling down. Things like that. Yeah. The best thing he has going for him is his willingness to humiliate himself.
This is true. And he doesn't care, like you said. He doesn't even seem to, he's not even embarrassed, but it's like, who cares?
You know, that's how far gone he is, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, he's the whitest man on the planet. You'd think at least he'd, you know, turn a little bit red or something. Mm-hmm. And he had these thick rubber-soled shoes on, which are non-slip shoes. Do you see the heels on those things?
Mm-hmm. Or there was a news report that somebody
like rubber magnets.
Well, they are. There was a news report that somebody had zoomed right in on the soles of his shoes, and they are no slip. They're special sneakers.
Yeah. Now, so you remember when Trumpy was at West Point, I think, and did the commencement there, and he had to go down that ramp, and it was cold and slippery and rainy or whatever, and he had leather-soled shoes on, and he's walking down a ramp, and he walks slow. The media was like all over Trump's ass for a couple of news cycles over this. Oh, look at him. Look at him. He almost found me. And Trump said, I can't fall. I can't give him that. You know, this guy, he just does it all the time. But here at Off the Hook Radio, we are intrepid reporters, if nothing else. We actually have the clip.
Award-winning intrepid reporters.
That's true. Two times. Two. We should have gotten a third one, though. Yeah. We'll get a third one this year with the video. We got to.
Probably.
You call them assholes up.
I will.
All right. Tell them I'll give them the $300 for the plaque this time. they wanted us to pay for our own plaque.
Yeah.
We get the award, and then they say, you want the plaque? It's $200.
Well, just like YouTube. When you get your YouTube award, you got to pay for that, too. So.
Oh, do you?
Oh, yeah. You get your YouTube.
So this is like a common thing?
Yeah, it's very normal.
Right. Well, since I retired from business, I don't get any awards anymore. So, anyway, being intrepid like we are, we had the clip from the Secret Service surveillance truck of the incident. We want you to check this out.
Leader of the free world, the President of the United States, the salute. There he is. And down goes fucking Holyfield again. Excuse me, correction. The President of the United States drops again for the 47th time this month. You know, you must respect the commander-in-chief at the same time. What the fuck's going on here? This is fall number 48.
Bob Memory is, but he's good.
He's got some good shit.
Yeah, I should make those. I told you before I should make those. Yeah. You got to tell me what to do because I'm as funny as he is.
I will show you how to do it.
And I've got a better voice. His voice is kind of like,
hi, Phil.
It's like, yeah, well. Anyway, I would say down goes Frazier, but then again, I would regret it immediately if I said it because Ali, who knocked Frazier down, wasn't exactly corn pop. Muhammad Ali was the greatest of all time, and the seventh anniversary of his death was just the other day, too, so memorial to the greatest. Let's say, besides after the fall, okay. I mean, we can say what we want, but after the fall, Biden had his own excuses and then he broadcast it. Now, of course, this was between noon and 4 p.m. on a weekday because that's really his whole schedule. Apparently that just came out this week. If it's between noon and four, he might schedule it. Okay. If it's before or after or on
forget a weekend.
He's at home sorting through his secret documents he hasn't turned over yet.
Must be nice to have a four-hour work day.
$400,000 a year for four hours a day.
Jesus, you get to go to Camp David every other weekend. You know,
I did pretty good, but I never did that good. Jesus.
Yeah.
So anyway, here's his excuse that was broadcast right after the fall. Here we go.
My fellow Americans, these MAGA extremists are now using sandbags to attack us. And these are not regular sandbags. These are racist sandbags. Donald Trump is now using ultra-MAGA extremist sandbags against us. So I'm directing the FBI to arrest him before the 2024 election. Thank you.
They'll do anything to get Trump out of there. Or you know what it is? I think they finally figured out that the more crap they pile on Trump, the more his poll numbers go up.
Yeah.
Because I am convinced they really think he's the only one they can beat. Because they can make America hate him enough that they could sneak in. But Republicans have turned that around. I don't want to go do a lot of politics tonight, but Republicans can turn that around on him, because all they have to do is say a vote for Biden is a vote for Kamala. Because he's like 152 years old. He ain't going to, we'll be lucky if he makes it to the next election, let alone through another 4-year term. And do you really want Kamala Harris in charge of the country? No.
No.
So, but anyway, note that he called them ultra extremist MAGA sandbags and then deemed them racist, which, you know, everything's racist to a Democrat. I find that funny because, you know, basically there aren't any whiter people on the planet than Basement Boy. I mean, look at him. I mean, his entire body looks like Rick's hair. I mean, come on. When does he ever see the sunshine? He's out in the sun. They put a hat on him.
Comparing this to him?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what his skin color is. He looks like a friggin' albino. Anyway. So I know authorities want to blame this on something other than being old, feeble, and you know, he was probably rushing to sniff that female cadet's hair. But this clip is making the rounds at CNN.
Here we go.
Just one more thing to try and indict Orange Man Bad on.
It's going to be his fault.
It's always his fault.
Surprised they haven't been.
He's 2,000 miles away. It's his fault.
That's true.
You know. But I think it's God. I really do. And apparently God thought Joe was in Tampa on Sunday because the golf balls were flying. We've got proof. Mm-hmm. If only he was in my backyard, we might have, well, we'd have President Harris today.
It's very possible, which would be bad.
Oh.
Well, ooh. What's worse?
I'm sorry, I just creeped myself out, Slim.
but listen, what's worse, camel toe or AOC? Pick your poison, buddy. Pick your poison, because we're gonna have to, it's gonna be one or the other.
Well, I mean, okay. Let's just ask Rick.
Uh-oh.
Because he's got a SAG card. He's an actor. He's had the groupies in the trailers and stuff. You know, yeah. He knows about these things.
Yeah.
If they promise not to say a word.
The answer is going to be no. I know.
Not one word.
Yeah.
No, you have to pick one. If they promise not to say a damn thing.
Yeah.
Would you rather do Kamala or AOC?
Ugh.
AOC.
AOC.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd probably want to find out why Willie Brown was smiling all the time. that's just me. Anyway, we all know Biden's a joke. He's a fraud. He's owned by other governments. But, you know, this is the alternative.
Cackling Kamala.
I mean, yeah, nobody likes her. She's not that bright. People say, "Oh, she was a tough attorney general in California, and progressives were mad at her because she locked people up."
That's her job.
That was her job. You know, and she tried to do a job as attorney general so she could become a senator. And then when she was a senator, she was horrible. Honestly, I think she's like Hillary. I think she drinks a lot.
Probably does.
And she's got to, right?
She wouldn't surprise me. You know, the thing though is most of the time that people that are heavy drinkers, even as young as she is, already look like Hillary, and she doesn't look quite.
Yeah, she does.
Not as nice. She's not as wrinkly
she's
as
like
Hillary.
She's like 56 or something. She's got her. She's like all wrinkly and shit.
Yeah. Hillary's way worse. But
no, Hillary's not way worse because Hillary's fatter, and the fat fills out some of the wrinkles. Jesus. Can you imagine what Hillary would look like if she weighed 120?
Oh God, Chelsea, just like her.
Good point. I was trying to come up with a really gross analogy, but I can't beat that one. Yeah. She looked like a 70-some-year-old Chelsea.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. Oh, I think I'll never have sex again.
Until 12 o'clock when the show is over.
You just ruined it for me.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I know. But hey, look. I feel bad for the guy who has to climb up and down the ladder and change the sign. The sign.
I'm waiting for the sign. What sign?
What sign?
Number 10.
I'm sorry.
Oh, we didn't do that one yet.
Yeah, you skipped over. That's why I'm waiting for this. That's why I was on.
Well, that's because I screwed up. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you screwed up. But that's okay.
I did. Well, we wanted to find a way to Kamala-proof Joe.
And
I saw that going around on the internet, and I'm thinking, might get him through next year.
Huh. It might.
You know, some bitch does fall down a hell of a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
Of course, he does. The guy did have to change the sign again. So yep. There it is.
Hmm.
0 days without falling. The good thing is he really needs the numbers 0 and 1.
That's all he. Yeah, that's. Yeah, they don't need anything else.
It doesn't really go any further than that, does it?
Maybe they should give him a 2, just in case.
A 2,
just in case. Give him. Oh, a 2. Yeah,
I know what they did. Throw the 2 up for weekends when he wasn't around. Nobody saw him.
Yeah.
And we just pretend he didn't fall down in Delaware.
Hmm.
Oh my God. You know it. It pisses me off. I mean, it really pisses me off, guys, that there's even a debate about possibly returning the senile old Phoebe into office again. Yeah. You know? Considering who the backup is.
Well, yeah, but even look what Fox News did last night. Fox News played an old video of Ronald Reagan talking about his age and stuff like that to try to help back up this whole, you know, while Biden should
be. He was 5 years younger than Trump.
Was he?
Well.
So I did. They're really trying to push that he's going to be okay to run.
He was 73 when he started his second term. Trump's going to be 78. Biden will be 82.
Yeah. That's.
I heard today he's older than 96.some% of Americans.
Wow.
You know, and I didn't put this in the show, but because I want to find some more evidence, some more stuff coming out. But a whistleblower has said that we actually possess alien aircraft.
Yeah, that came out today. That was pretty interesting.
Yesterday, but yeah,
it was yesterday. Okay.
Yeah, and this guy that said it, he's a young guy, but he's apparently got some credibility, according to the media. So
he's 30. He's 36.
Yeah, he's like 36 years old. And, you know, he had an important job. He was military, and now he's got another important job. And he says, yeah, we got a bunch of them.
Well, that was his role was to report unidentified objects back to the congressional hearings is what his role was. So, I mean, he's got all the
but he did this interview, and he said, we have all this stuff. And I'm thinking, you know, this is going to be Independence Day. You know, the aliens come. We've got a ship ready to go up and attack them and blow up the mothership. That's hot. It's totally awesome. We don't know if it's true yet. But then again, you think if the aliens came and they said, take me to your leader.
Ha! We're fucked.
Go?
Yeah, they
just go up into space and obliterate the planet. They said, these people aren't worth saving. I mean, serious, what other species picks the feeblest among them to lead?
Us.
Yeah,
but you know, go.
I know you don't like Trump and stuff, but you got to admit, Trump's an alpha male. You know, and if you're gonna lead, you got to be an alpha male. Oh well, the other people they just made fun of Trump. The other, you know, the Europeans just made fun of Trump. They didn't have any choice. Trump was kicking their friggin' asses. He kicked China's ass. Putin didn't screw around with them. And Europe started paying money that they'd pledged to pay for 40 years and hadn't been paying. Trump said, look, bitch, this is the rules. You're paying. Mm-hmm. You know, I still think that's why COVID was released on us, because he had the 10-20% tariffs on China. And China had to eat it because they couldn't jack up their prices or they would lose market share in the United States. So they ate it. And then they said, well, you know what? This COVID thing's released. We better send it to America because they're already kicking our ass. And if we don't slow their economy down, we're dead. Mm-hmm. And I really think that's why we got COVID. Huh. I think a lot of people think that's why we got COVID.
It's one of the reasons I think we got COVID too.
Is that a great conspiracy theory, Rick? Or is that?
It sounds perfect.
Well, guess what? Guess what? In 6 months, it won't be in conspiracy theory. Mm-hmm. It'll be the truth. But go back to that whistleblower for just 1 second. I want to just make one point.
Yeah.
If I was going to be a whistleblower and I was going to whistleblow fake information, knowing that, you know, if I got caught, I'm probably going to go to jail, or, you know, shit's going to happen to me, or I could get killed or this or that. I don't think I would take the chance of whistleblowing if it really wasn't true. I mean, I really think that this guy has come forward with this information, that it's got to be true. I just don't see why somebody would do that. That's just
I don't think he has a book coming out or anything either. So, you know, we'll see what happens.
No, I'm interested in that.
But nice, I thought that was interesting. I just didn't have enough background on it other than what you have already heard in the news. It's like,
that's it.
Two clips. We've got alien spaceships.
Hey, Rick, call Will Smith. He should know.
Yeah. Well, he might slap me.
Yeah, but hey, at least you can vote.
No, you're telling
me he can't vote for the Academy Awards. You can.
You'll give him your Academy, you know, vote if he'll tell us about the real truth, to aliens.
The real truth.
Yeah, tell him. Let's see. How much you charge for your unvaxxed sperm?
$3,500.
Yeah, tell them your vote's worth at least 30 loads. That's a little over.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, you want $100,000. All right. Yeah. You know what you got. I mean, don't settle. Okay. Know your worth, Rick. Know your worth.
Don't sell yourself short.
No. I'll be tired, but I won't sell myself short.
5 hour energy, buddy. 5 hour energy.
All right, so after all that crap, I think it's time for a musical interlude. And I had a woman, a very pretty woman, playing guitar with her tongue.
Ooh. You got rid of that?
And I'm not using it.
Wait, where are we putting that? Next week's show?
Oh, well, yeah, maybe I could. But this is Mark Bray singing a sweet country ditty about a bad choice he made at the bar. Enjoy.
Yeah. Put your clothes back on, I'd rather be alone. You think it's all worn out, now get on home. You've had too many lovers, they weren't off the hair. There ain't no way I'm going in there. Put your clothes on and get on home. I should have never gone out, I should have never had a drink. Your friends done told me where you had been, and I feel sorry for all those men. And put your clothes back on, baby, get on home. Yeah, get that thing away from me. It looks like something your dog would eat. Seen enough, now set me free. I think that thing just barked at me. Early this morning it bit my leg. Oh, little darling, don't you make me beg. Put your clothes back on, get on home.
Oh shit, I'm scared.
I need medical care. I think three midgets just crawled out of there. Well, I was fine before you came. Would you throw something over that pitiful thing? Baby, put your clothes back on and get on home. Yep.
Three midgets crawled out of there.
Bar.
Yeah, that's why I don't drink.
That was pretty funny.
I don't want that shit happening to me.
Nope.
Oh, anyway. I like that. I call that the bad date song. Oh, you know, that song reminded me of something too, guys.
What?
If the bird of peace. No, if the bird of peace is the dove.
Okay.
Okay. What is the bird of true love?
The carrier pigeon?
Well, that would be the bird of diseases. The
carrier. Oh, yeah.
Guys, it's obvious. The bird of love is the swallow.
Where's the thing?
Yeah, I don't know where my drums are. Fuck my drums.
I don't care.
Fuck my drums.
I liked it. Seriously, men, you got to step up your game. Now, this clip is funny to me, but some of you know damn well you should be embarrassed. we give you the latest from our friend Matty McRae. Go ahead.
Marco. Marco. Polo? Marco. Polo. Marco. Polo. Gotcha. No. No, I'm over here.
Left flap.
I love that left flap.
Oh, Lord.
She's good, is she not? Left. I love Matty flap. McRae makes me laugh.
Oh, Jesus.
But I can just imagine women. No, it's... No! No, that's not it!
Wrong hole, fool.
You see when she does the butthole? It was... Don't be coming over here!
She clenched.
That woman cracks me the hell up. She's great.
She is funny.
Subscribe to her. Matty McRae. That's her name. How do you think I find this crap? I subscribe to her. So let's get to the Off the Hook Radio 2.0 stupid criminal of the week, because I know you're all waiting breathlessly. You wanted to know, who did they pick this week? Who, out of all the stupid criminals in the entire world?
Rick, drumroll, do it.
Did Off the Hook Radio pick? There he is. George Santos. The Republican congressman who lies a lot.
A lot. That's all he does.
Yeah. George is in a bit of trouble. He's got a case going against him. He's called a serial liar. The prosecutors say the case is a slam dunk. He pleaded not guilty to 13 counts of campaign-related fraud. As a 20-page indictment, it reads like a comic farce. It paints him as buffoonish, delusional, and the definition of a dumb criminal. Yeah, but he got elected to Congress, bitches. You didn't. Anyway. Now, one of the things that kills me about it, though, is one of the things that he's in trouble for is he's got shitloads of congressional expenditures or expenses.
Which are allowed,
I used to be on an expense report in my company, okay? So when I traveled, I used a corporate credit card, and that was an Amex. And if it was a place that wouldn't take an Amex, I used my card or cash, and then I just saved the receipts, and, you know, I got all my money back. That's how you do it. Well, he has had apparently hundreds, and he's only been in Congress for, what, 2 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Not even 2 years, just a year. This guy, all his expenses are for $199.99. All of them.
Because he's smart.
Yeah, because at $200, you have to have a receipt. And he's trying to supplement that. What do they get paid? $158,000 or something? Congress people.
A lot. More than most people make.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he used to make a lot more money than that. So, he, you know, $158,000 ain't enough. So he's turning in a bunch of these $200 minus 1 cent expenses every damn day. And he's probably adding 60 or 70 grand to his income just off of those. So he is in a bit of trouble for that. He's accused of stealing supporters' money, lying to Congress, illegally taking unemployment benefits for a year during the pandemic, despite having a six-figure plus job at an investment firm. And he did surrender to authorities in Islip, New York. Yeah, stupid criminals from New York. He was released on $500,000 bond. And it could land him behind bars.
I bet it does.
He's been accused of making up a wide range of stories, and just give you a couple of them. One, his mother died on 9/11. Another, he was a Broadway producer.
Nope.
And that he had ties to the Pulse nightclub shooting down here in Orlando. That was the gay nightclub, for those of you in Rio Linda who don't follow the news. Not true either. But let me tell you about George Santos. He is gay.
Mm.
And he is and was a drag queen. That's him. That really is him. And it's June. Pride Month. Shouldn't that be enough to let all this little stuff slide? I mean, isn't that enough, people? What do you want?
If he was a Democrat.
I mean, white men take all the shit. And I know Santos is Hispanic, but since he's a Republican, according to the media, he's officially white. I mean, Rick Scott's white. Larry Elder out in California. The new face of white supremacy. Hmm. Larry Elder looks really tan to be a but since Santos is Hispanic, he's white. And white people, white men have no credibility with the media. None. You're either a white supremacist or you're an oppressor, or you're both. You're certainly a capitalist pig. You know, it's socially unacceptable to be a white male. You have no rights, according to the press and those fat women on The View. None. But anyone else, no matter how outrageous their crime, their political position, no matter what, if you put on a dress, you suddenly have more rights than everyone else. Unless you're a Republican, not him. Mm. Take that dick away. All right, we got to put him up for the next story.
That was.
I know. It's just that, you know, you've got that criminal, which I didn't get a picture of, but I saw him on TV the other night. This guy had the boob surgery. Okay, he's got big boobs. I mean, he didn't just do hormones. He did surgery. He's got big double D cups or something. And he's a petty thief, and he went to jail. And apparently the other inmates liked to grab a hold of boobs when they were mutt-fucking him. And he was very, very popular in prison. And he sued the state. I don't even remember what state it was. Connecticut? I don't know. Some state. He sued the state that he wanted to go to a woman's prison. But they can't put him in a woman's prison because he's still got a... So part of the lawsuit was he's getting $450,000 to $500,000 from the state to have the banana split surgery. Huh. Okay. Then he can be in a woman's prison because even though he's not a biological female, he can't go around raping chicks. But he gets out of jail in just a couple months. He's almost out of jail. So this guy who wants to be a woman, he wants to do the transition. And believe me, nobody's ever going to believe he's a woman, even after he gets it cut off, because this dude is one ugly butt ugly motherfucker. But once he gets that done, the state is paid for it, right?
Right.
But if he stays in jail for 3 months, gets released, he goes out in the world, he's got to come up with $400,000 on his own. That ain't happening. Right?
May as well let the state do it.
So crime pays.
In this case, it does.
A lot.
Because he put on a dress and got boobs. George Santos, we showed him. There's a number of pictures of George Santos in drag. That wasn't the only one. That was just the one close-up. But George Santos is gay, and he's worn drag for a long time. And just because he put an R behind his name, none of it matters. Okay, but we've got this guy, that ugly pick we had up a minute ago, Shifty Schiff. God, does he look like something the aliens like flushed out of their toilets when they flew over?
Him and Zucker fuck could be brothers.
Scissor brothers. All right, that was filthy. I don't care. No, but look, this guy.
Oh, you want me to put him back up again?
This sumbitch.
Hold on.
I'm not going to see him again.
I'll call him a guy for now.
You have to give me a second because I
pulled
it down. And
I don't want to. We don't have to subject the audience to seeing his face anymore. That's fine. This guy cost taxpayers $32 million for fake trials in the House to impeach Trump because he's seen the smoking gun. It's all true. And he stood up there and he was the lead prosecutor, blah, 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 blah. He was all bullshit. He knew it was all bullshit. He's head of the Intelligence Committee. I've seen this movie. He never saw nothing because there was nothing there except for what Hillary gave him. But for doing that, he helped get Biden elected. You know, and $32 million was the cost for this. So to me, that deserves punishment.
Yes.
But he's going for higher office because Nancy Pelosi, because he did her dirty work at going after Trump, is supporting him to become the next senator from California. So on the Democratic side, if you lie, cheat, steal, and are corrupt, they promote you. On the Republican side, you can be a cross-dressing gay some bitch. They don't care. They won't put you in jail. So I think this guy, Anna Paulina Luna, that's her name. She's a new congresswoman from Pinellas County, which is right near me and Rick. It's where Clearwater and St. Pete is. And she's a new congresswoman. Charlie Crist ran for governor and only got beat by 20 points. Way to go, DeSantis. And you know the law in Florida, Rick, about not having to give up your previous position to run for higher office.
Okay.
That wasn't passed until after.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just passed this.
Right. Because he wanted to make sure Chris got retired. Chris got retired, replaced with a Republican, Anna Paulina Luna. She has a bill in Congress that requires Schiff to pay $16 million, half the cost of the fake impeachment trials. I like that.
Yeah.
Even if it doesn't go through, put some pressure on these assholes. They deserve it. They've been fucking with us forever.
Yeah, but even if it does go through, where the hell is he going to come up with that kind of money? I mean, yeah, you know they're all embezzling money and shit, but I don't think he's got that kind of money, does he? He's not that well off.
You remember we played the conversation with the two Russian radio guys who called him in his office and told him that they had naked pictures of Trump?
Yeah, I remember
that
vaguely, yeah.
I mean, I swear to God, he was jerking off during the conversation. He was so excited. Finally, I got something. Ah! They were just fucking with him.
That's going on the highlight reel, just so you know.
We got a highlight reel too.
We're gonna now.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I have to look like a bug-eyed anorexic asshole. I can't pull it off. Anyway, some of you out there going, yeah, you did.
I was just ready to say it, too. Damn it.
I'm too quick, baby. That's what she
that
said.
That doesn't work either.
That's what she said. All right, anyway. So I think as soon as Schiff gets charged with this stuff, he's going to start wearing a dress. And he'll get out of it. So. Anyway, moving on to less depressing things.
Okay. I think.
Yeah. Father's Day is coming up on the 18th of the month. Two Sundays from now. I'm not sure why, but we have received Slim's gift request. And, you know, I don't think it's our duty to buy Slim a Father's Day present, but those of you so inclined, we want you to know what he thinks is appropriate. Please show the ad.
Somebody can send it to me. Here we go.
Show the ad.
ManSaver Post Driver works on more than just T-posts. The affordable, lightweight ManSaver Post Driver pounds posts by itself, saving your back and shoulders. This is our 99EY Post Driver, designed for chain-link fence or up to 2 3/8-inch diameter post size. This tool weighs 34 pounds and drives 70 to 75 strokes per minute. This tool lives up to its name, doing the work so you don't.
So you don't have to.
So what are you saying, Slim? Your hands are tired or what?
Well, no, I just going for that 75 pokes per minute.
The 2 5/8 is okay?
That's, yeah. All
right. Oh, never know with you, you sick bastard. All right. I'm sure it'll come in hand. Handy.
It will. It's on my wish list, people.
Hey, but listen, not all dads are hair-sniffing shower with their daughter presidents. Or video DJs with way too much. Well, you guys figured it out from what Brent wants for his gift. No, some dads are just fucking awesome like me. This is me making a pineapple mojito come out of my Minnie's nose this weekend. There you go. Hi, Minnie. Yes, that's my lesbian daughter who makes me look like a liberal. She's a badass chick. I love her. But I did make mojito come out of her nose. But I am not the only awesome dad. Here is my awesome dad of the week. We've got a clip. This is great.
Randy Orton. Oh my God. Oh my God. Randy Orton in the corner. Big Show's prone here. Big Show's prone. And Randy Orton. Off the distraction. Randy Orton came. Oh, Big Show. As Big Show was staring at the authority.
Yeah, but can Randy Orton capitalize on it? Can he cover the Big Show?
What an incredible turn of events here. Big Show and Randy Orton get the right before he
think we know who won.
I had a flip with great.
If you have a dad that awesome, you better be getting him the power poster thingy.
Well, then my kids better give me the power poster thing, but they don't need to know what it's for.
No. Just tell them I've got to install a new fence.
That's right. Somewhere.
Those things are expensive too. I looked them up. They ain't cheap.
Great.
Yeah. Well, it's either that or another dozen donuts.
Well, can I write it off as a business expense?
Well, since we talked about it on the show, you could, yeah.
Okay. Oh, there you go. Perfect. I'm getting one.
Okay. So, yes, besides being Father's Day, fathers get one whole day. Just like mothers get one whole day. Just like our heroes that died in the wars got one whole day. Well, we got Pride Month. Pride. Yeah. Where the left wants us to all be gay or else. Okay, fine, whatever. We don't care. But, you know, I've said before, I'll say again. To me, trans ain't gay. You know, trans means you don't want to be what you are. You know, I saw somebody say, if you're 18 and you want to cut up your body and change things, you have a mental disorder. If you're 8... and you want to change things and cut up your body, your parents have a mental disorder. That was pretty good. I like that. I didn't write it, but I stole it, and it's good. But seriously, we don't care either. You know, release Santos. He's a cross-dressing gay guy. Come on, let him out. Or you have to face our snark. Like, you know, we can't even have pride in the Cancer Society anymore. Look at this.
Hold on. I was putting a graphic up on the screen.
Insanity one.
No, I know. I was putting that other thing up, but I was on the wrong screen. Let me remove it.
Yeah, check it. I mean, seriously, this is real. This was actually out there. This is an ad from the Cancer Society of America. As a trans woman, do I need to get screened for cervical cancer? Get tested early to help win the battle. I'm sorry, but since when did guys have a cervix?
Well, that's like asking.
Even if you have the banana split, they ain't creating a cervix.
Right. Well, that's like saying should men who or should women who transform to men have testicles checked? There's no testicles. You know, you're not going to get testicular cancer.
You're not.
So but they're probably going to tell them.
100% sure you won't.
Well, but I'm 100% sure you're not going to get cervical cancer. And no,
when they do the adidectomy, which is the opposite of the banana split, when they do the adidectomy, they use like little the things they use in boobs, silicone. They put silicone. Little silicone balls in there, in skin usually ripped from your forearm or your ass. But yeah. Then you have a scrotum. You know, unfortunately, I know all this shit. I really wish I didn't.
Well, that's Daryl's fault.
It's society's fault. I mean, Daryl started it, yes, with the banana split thing, because we had to go and do that one story, and he goes, I better tune in and gross them out. But we're not going to gross you out. We'll just call it banana split, and if you haven't figured out what it is now, you can figure it out on your own.
Mark says you know a little too much about this. Too much.
I know. I've been doing this reporting for years, and I learned these things, and I really wish I didn't. But anyway, since there's no biological difference between men and women, you know, you can have cervical cancer, you can have testicular cancer, whatever. No, because it's obvious there's no difference between men and women, right?
Once again, to prove that there is no difference between biological females and biological males, we see this female Marine against this male Marine, and watch how it is a completely fair and equal battle. Do you see? See? Exact same.
Can you show that again?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's a big woman. That's not a...
Once again, to prove that there is no difference between biological females and biological males, we see this female Marine against this male Marine, and watch how it is a completely fair and equal battle. Do you see? See? Exact same.
Now, I'm betting they're pretty close to the same weights, too. They wouldn't have picked one of the biggest dudes to go, no. go after.
No.
Marines, be all that you can be. Yeah. Yeah, no difference there at all. You know, if that guy in that video puts on a wig tomorrow and says, I identify as female, he's still going to kick her ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But the thing
it's not going to change.
Why did they stop the guy from keep tackling her and everything? I mean, they should have let him go.
I'm not a Marine. I know some Marines. I could ask them, but I think once they're down, they kind of call it.
Oh, okay.
But, and we've got another clip to kind of make my point here. And that's why I'm wearing my Wrexham hat. See Wrexham. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Because I told you in past shows back before we were video, and I might've mentioned it since we started video too, the U.S. women's national soccer team are the world champs. They've been the world champs three times already. Three out of the last four. They went won two of the last three Olympics, I think, or two of the last four Olympics. They're the best women's team in the world. It's not even close. And they just keep rotating people on the roster and they just keep winning. Our female team kicks ass. But our female team, right after they won a world championship 4 years ago, played a 15-year-old male team in an exhibition and lost 2-0. 15-year-old guys beat the best women in the world at soccer. Unfortunately, Wrexham is in the United States now on a promotional tour. Ryan Reynolds owns the team. It's a small soccer club in Wales. We had the excitement when they finally got out of the fifth division of soccer, moved up to the fourth division for next year, which basically means they're in the top 100 or so clubs in soccer in Great Britain. There's at least 50, 70 teams ahead of them, even if they were the best team in Division 4, which is called League 2. Don't ask me to explain this. Soccer people know. But okay. They're over here, they're promoting it. They've got the Welcome to Wrexham show, season two on FX is coming out soon. Ryan Reynolds is creating the brand. He's promoting it. He put his money into it. The guy wants a return on his investment. So he's got him in this tournament where the winning team gets $1 million. And he's got Wrexham players from the team and a few retired Wrexham players. And their first match was against the U.S. Women's National Team and some of their retired members who aren't too old yet that aren't tied up with the Women's Soccer League could get to the game. But this was a very, very representative female team. And they played Wrexham the other night. And, well, I'll shut up. Here's a clip.
That's one of the first times we've seen Trundle not be in the middle of the box. He peels his run off to the penalty spot and almost catches Harris at her near post. Here's a turnover. Jarvis, there it is. Game over. 12-0, Wrexham defeats the U.S. women.
12-0.
Mercy rule.
And it was mercy ruled. That wasn't the last minute. That was mercy ruled. That was like, you're dead. It's over. So
if they'd went the whole game, it probably been like 18-0.
I don't know. I don't know really. I didn't look up how long they played. But 12-0. Okay. So I think the courts might not be going all cancer society level woke. I'm just going to mention this because a lot of people heard about the story of the track girls in Connecticut that got beat by the two tranny boys that decided they were girls. They're two male black athletes that were lower level on their sprint team in high school. And they decided that they were going to grow their hair long and say they were female. And they won the 100, the 200, the 400, and everything else. So all the girls finished third, fourth, fifth, and sixth instead of first, second, third, and fourth. A federal appeals court has taken up this case, and they're going to look into it. All the girls want is their awards and honors that they earned as high school athletes in Connecticut to be restored to their names. So they can tell their grandkids, yes, I won the Connecticut High School Championship in 2021. Not I finished third to two black boys.
That's not right.
It's a reasonable request. Hey, two courts have already turned them down. But this federal appeals court looked at the ruling out of the three-judge panel that just turned them down a few months ago. And they go, that's not good reasoning. And the federal appeals court's taken this up. All 15 members voted for it. They voted to take it up. And that doesn't mean it's going to get changed. But it just means maybe there's some light at the end of the trannies competing against girls' tunnel. I mean, Title IX protects trans too. No, it doesn't. Biden said it did, but that isn't what the law says. The law was to give women an equal shot in sports for scholarships and participation in activities. And if you're not a girl, it don't apply to you, bitch.
That's great.
Of course, they'd probably like if I call them bitch, wouldn't they? Mm-hmm. Just thought of that. All right. So I hope all this gets fixed. I mean, those young women were ruined by politically correct bullshit. And we do have an official Off Hook Radio 2.0 political stance on this issue. This is the only bulge any man wants to see in a woman's pants.
Or a bigger one. Doesn't necessarily have to be that. That'll work.
Compact handgun. It's good. Freedom. Anyway. So the left calls everything racist, which pisses me off. But I did see something this week that I got to think about because, I mean, it actually concerns all three of us.
Uh-oh.
And this concerned me enough that I'm going to show this to the audience because I am a little bit worried I possibly could be a phone racist.
Uh-oh.
Android phone, apparently that's bad or something. Anyone else here got an Android? Just me? Yeah? You got Android? Dog, we the most discriminated group in America. If you have an iPhone, you racist and you know it. You prejudiced pieces of shit. Dog, y'all just freak the fuck out. Every time I go in a group chat, y'all act like we're trying to integrate an all-white school. You freak the fuck out. You act like we lowered the property value of shit.
Like, all because of the color of our text? That's literally discrimination. Like, I get discriminated more for having an Android than for being black. It's true. It's true. If I got shot by the cops because I thought my phone was a gun, you would be upset. But if you found out it was an Android, you'd be like, well, I'm not going to march for that guy.
That was a great punchline, wasn't it?
It was.
iPhone.
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 Phone.
Oh, my God. We're all racist. I don't really care if somebody's got blue text or green text instead of blue text.
I could care less.
Yeah. My son and his wife have, I don't know, galaxies, I think.
Well, you can still get green text on an iPhone if it doesn't get sent as an iMessage and gets sent as an actual text message.
Yeah, that's what I do. I just pretend he's not connected to the tower well. Yeah. When he texts me, then I don't get all up in his shit. And my daughter, she's smart enough. She sends me only blue text.
She got an iPhone.
Yeah, proud of her. You only send me blue text. Rick only sends me blue text.
That's right.
I don't know how to send you green text.
It's because we're racist.
Damn it.
But that was a great ending. You know, I get discriminated more for having an Android than for being black. And if I pulled it out and the cop shot me.
I ain't got a much room. And he froze.
And he froze.
He found out the cop shot me.
Back. That's okay.
I freeze up. Cop shot me. But it was an Android phone.
And he froze again. Froze. It doesn't want him to say this line. It just totally doesn't want. He doesn't want. They don't want him to.
What was that time?
You did. they don't want you to say that line. That's what it is.
I finished the line for you though.
What's that?
The line you couldn't say because you froze twice.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm not going to say it.
Okay.
So, let's do this week in AI. We've got a clip here of AI. I think these guys are being trained to keep Joe upright, but you decide. We're going to show it to you. Oh, did you see that at the end?
Ma.
They were going after the robot's ass.
Ooh,
that yellow thing coming.
That's how they recharge them, I guess.
No, it's Pride Month. Even for robots.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shut up. It was funny. And then we've got the social media AI bots, and I thought this seemed kind of forward, but we should show you. Watch out for this on Facebook, people.
Hello.
What?
I'm fine. Thank you for accepting my invitation. I hope I do not disturb you.
No problem. Are you a robot?
How old are you?
4,000 years old.
Me, I'm 22. What's your job?
I basically bring souls across an interdimensional portal to feed the ancient ones. What do you do for fun?
Me, I'm a caregiver. What are you doing now?
Harvesting an elderly lady for organs and eventually collecting her soul.
I'm alone in my room and naked. Do you want to see me?
That's the kind of shit we get. That's what we get now. I remember when the political candidate texted me and he wanted my support. And you know you can count on me and all this kind of stuff. And I said, oh, it was
that guy, yeah.
The rich guy that was running for president. The little short bastard.
Couldn't tell you.
Anyway, I fucked with him good, just like that. And that, the bot was answering me and stuff, but I just kept screwing with him. Then they blocked me.
Mm-hmm.
Which was my point in the whole... Yeah, I wasn't going to give him any money. Screw you. All right, Slimbo, you got memes of the week?
I do. I'll go first this week. I'm a baby. I'm a dog. I'm an alien. I'm white. I'm black. I'm a woman. And, of course, the little girl says, y'all know we can see you, right? This got quite a bit of play on my Facebook. So I had used this one this week. So Rick's got two. Rick got one sent in by
Mark,
a
listener. The last guy who
by Mark. So we'll do this one first.
Oh, this is Mark's.
This is
Mark's.
I consider selling my weapons back to the government, but after a background check and thorough investigation of the buyer, I determined the buyer had a history of violence and is mentally unstable. Big risk to everyone around.
Yeah. And then they just bought the IRS all his guns anyway. They don't need them.
That's true. And here's Rick's meme.
That's mine. This one that's I great. Saw. I just kept on picturing this going into seeing a transgender clerk at Best Buy. And I'm going to ask him for, do you have a male to female USB adapter? Without laughing.
I actually saw that a couple weeks ago.
Honestly, I probably, in real life, I don't think I could do that. Honestly, I don't think
we should send you out on a field trip just to try.
Oh. And of course, my meme is nasty. McDonald's to remove their tasteless sign opposite the Cornwall crematorium. You see the sign pointing to the crematorium. For those of you who can't read the McDonald's sign on your phone, if that's where you're watching, it's an advertisement for the McCrispy sandwich.
I don't think it's tasteless.
Yeah, I should have never left marketing. I mean, these people need help.
Well, it depends on if it worked. I mean, if people saw that sign and went to McDonald's and ordered McCrispy, then it worked.
That's bad product placement there, baby.
I know. But anyways, here you had a tweet of the day.
Oh, this
quote,
is great.
A quote, a meme, and a tweet. So here's your tweet.
Yeah, this is a Twitter account you guys should all follow.
This account is hilarious.
It was just reinstated a few days ago. AOC press release. It's a parody account. They have to put the word parody in there now because AOC has been bitching about it forever.
You can
go to her real account and watch her bitch about this account. That's almost as funny as the actual account. But to save the planet, I'm introducing a new fart tax in Congress today. The proposed fart tax chart. White male farts, $20. Of course, no respect. Biological straight woman, $15 per fart. Transgender fart, $0 because, trans reparations. And undocumented guests, illegal aliens. USA pays them $5 per fart. And I'll tell you what, the amount of refried beans those people eat, they're gonna have to raise the debt limit thing again if they start doing this.
They will.
Jesus.
Oh. I'm just still laughing at the McCrispy next to the crematorium.
I'm sorry. You say that bad.
I found that last Wednesday morning. And I already got my meme of the week.
If I was going to get cremated, if I knew I was going to die, I think I would eat a package of unpopped popcorn and then ask to be cremated.
You blow up in the crematorium.
Rick is never boring. He's just proving it right here.
Oh, it's like feeding Elka Seltzer to the seagulls.
Yes. Oh, God. Did they really explode?
Yeah, they really blow up.
Oh, God.
Now, are we on, did we dump YouTube?
We dumped YouTube. We're strictly on Rumble, so subscribe to us on Rumble. YouTube just gives us too many problems. So
you can watch us on Facebook on our page. You can watch us on our website, offlookradio.com. But Rumble is, you know what? We had a lot of you, even though we didn't post the Rumble thing right last week.
We got zero
live views. We've had like 200 streams since then.
Yeah.
Which is pretty good considering nobody watched it live.
Yeah. So we're good to go.
I was happy with that. But you can find us on Facebook. Zip Allen, Rick C, Brent, DJ Slim, Natzel. God, I fucking get it wrong every time.
I don't care.
Oh, yeah,
I'm used to it.
Anyway, I apologize, Slim.
I forgive you.
And as usual, we are going to close with the sweetest thing I saw this week. And it's very hard to beat the dad with his son. That was the runner-up, but I had to get it in anyway because it was great. But this is real people. This is real life. This mattered. I want you to watch it. So, and thank you for watching us. Good night. Here's our sweetest thing.
Good night.
Good night. Might get up from behind him.
It's all water.
I know, buddy. Oh,
I made it. I made a little.